It's Heather Duplessy-Allen with the Business Hour. Thanks to MyHR, expert HR support, smart HR software on Newstalk ZB.
All right, 23 past six. Just a reminder, HP Business Class featuring Jeremy Moon is with us in about 12 minutes' time. Now, ANZ has released its business survey today. Inflation is the big headline concern amongst a vast majority of businesses. Mark Riggle from Milford Asset Management has been looking into it. Hi, Mark.
Good evening, Heather.
What does this tell you about the state of the economy?
Well, we know economics is all about supply and demand. And so the survey today revealed the demand side of the economy is going really, really well. And we know that because, you know, we speak to businesses such as main freightways, and they're confirming that demand is very strong across businesses and consumers. The issue is with the supply side. And here it's really constrained. So this is goods. So we know there's a shortage of things like cars, building materials, but also labour shortages. And that might sound surprising given unemployment is still relatively high, but SEEK job ads released today were 20% higher than pre-COVID. But applicants per vacancy is declining, so the firms, you know, they're advertising, but they're really struggling to fill those roles. So businesses are trying to meet strong demand, but they've been hampered by availability of goods and labour to meet that demand.
Yeah, well, Mark, as we know, if you've got increased demand but you've got constrained supply, what you're going to get is inflation. So when are we going to see the prices of goods and services starting to go up?
Well, I think the answer to that is very soon. The business survey today has an indicator which shows that we should brace ourselves for that significant inflation. So 63% of firms are expecting to raise prices going forward. That's the highest since the survey began in 92. The previous high was a mere 47% back in 2000. Mm. So no doubt we're going to see higher prices. The key question, though, is will it persist? And I think the answer to that lies in how firms react to that shortage of labour. Do they pay up, i.e. increase wages to try and attract more labour? And if they do, then inflation could be more persistent.
Yeah. OK, so what does this mean for the population at large? If you're listening to this a little bit worried, what does it mean?
Well, look, I mean, aside from you're going to pay for more for stuff going forward, in reality, it's about the interest rate impact. RBNZ have already reassessed their outlook for interest rates. And so maybe for Kiwis with a mortgage, for the first time in a while, it might pay to start thinking about, you know, fixing some longer term rates. It's not given that inflation or rates will go up, of course, but based on the evidence we're seeing today and so far, those outcomes are rising.
Brilliant stuff, Mark. It's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management. Text